As we switch gears and move into a time of prayer, I'd like to lift up some joys and concerns that have been shared with us. And then as we lift up those prayers and those on your hearts and minds at home, we will join in praying together. God, hear our prayers of joy for Don and Sally Atkiss, who are celebrating a new granddaughter, Josie Isabel, born on May 26th, 12 days early. Josie and parents Brian and Brittany are home and healthy and happy. We also lift up with joy Caden Gilbert and Cameron Albano, our two confirmands, who under normal circumstances would be confirmed today. We don't want to forget about them, but we will certainly be confirming and celebrating them in the fall at the end of October. They faithfully showed up every month until the virus hit, and we are looking forward to being together to celebrate them. Our prayers of concern are with Alan Johnston. We surround him with our prayers of healing and of comfort. And our prayers are with Ricky Lee Sands, who will be having minor outpatient surgery on Monday. Loving God, thank you for waking us up this morning, for breathing air into our lungs, and for being the breath of life in and among us. Breathe your spirit into us and upon us this day. In normal circumstances, we might pray that your Holy Spirit, like a gust of strong wind, might stir us up and move us. But since a global pandemic and distressing news has stirred us up to our near breaking point this year, we pray that your holy Pentecost Spirit might unite us, might burn within us and keep our faith alive and aflame, might fill us with the hope of new life and transformation. On this day of Pentecost, we give you thanks for the church, both this community and the wider church of which we are a part. We pray for the churches in our denomination, those in our community, and those around the world, that we as a people may be one body, not always in perfect agreement, but always united in understanding and love, not always together in person, but always together in spirit, brought and held together by our mission to serve one another and to seek justice for all people. God, we lift our joys and thanksgivings to you this day. We think of those who are celebrating, rejoicing, breathing sighs of relief. And God, we also pray for all those who are in need of your comfort and peace, those who are struggling, hurting, grieving, waiting, those who are holding their breath, those who are struggling to catch their breath, and those whose breath has been stolen from them in senseless acts of violence. God, we pray in the face of racism, inequality, hatred, and fear, as we join our brothers and sisters in crying out for justice, help us to do the work of justice too. Help us to listen when we need to listen, and help us to speak up when our voices need to be heard. Be with us, God, as we give thanks, as we grieve, as we imagine what we, the church, can and will be in the future. Inspire us to cast wide visions and dream big dreams, even as we seek to meet one another right where we are. All of these things we pray in Christ's name, the one who prays with us and for us, and the one who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
I trust that your candle is still lit before you. Some of you may have noticed on our private Facebook page a request posted just a day or so ago that on this Pentecost we wear red and share our photos of ourselves wearing red on our Facebook page. I'm going to add to that little assignment. When you post a photo of yourself wearing red, and I hope that you will, make sure that your candle is in the picture so that together our combined light might brighten not only the day, but the world for those who see us. And as you go out into the world, carefully, attending to what is safe and wise, may you always remember that you do not go alone. We are surrounded by God's Spirit, by God's life-giving breath. So go forth into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of God's Holy Spirit. And as you do, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his smile upon you and fill you with peace, now and always. Amen.